Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, so everybody tune in. Please feel free, one and all. This is an important show that we are doing, whatever. Listen, you're listening to Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients It Embodies My Soul. I'm co-host Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is the one and only comedian Organic OK.
Man, you put my name in a highlight, man. That's one. That's one of the things. Now, I must understand, organic is a process that begins like brand new. It's appreciation. I just say thanks to my co-host, Talk Food. You know, he's going through the organic phase, becoming a better part of this, you know, organic phase. Talk to. And you know, it's so amazing. Like, these shows, the numbers are down, but our ingredients is up. So what happens at this point in time, you say, hey, man, how's your show going on, man? You got high views, high numbers? I told him, man, no, all my processes are dead. Don't make me cross the time in that, because what happens is people get a point and think they're doing good, but really they're doing bad. Right? So it's the part in life is what we're doing. You know, when you meet these people in your life that truly connect, you lose the ability. See, I'm moving through, right? You're hearing slow traffic, right? That's contamination, right? There's a lot of travel, like organic travel. That could be something that's not polluting, you know. That's what I'm talking about, you know what I mean? Maybe traveling, they're riding a bicycle. Might ride something that is solar, recharging energy, you know. Let's use the organic solar energy so much. People say, what is this guy talking about? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wheatgrass, hay pimping, still hair talk on top of that, our brain. What? Wheatgrass, hay pimping, still hair talk on top of that, our brain. Solar system, solar energy, imparting this energy, you know. This is the mirror that I'm looking at from the desire of organic and the mindset. As that recharges the actual energy that we're looking at, or a mirror, but we're looking at, for me, the organic energy, right? The organic energy that we're recharging each other, right? And that connection is on a deeper level. Now, my co-host, you know, Talk Dude, one of the things I've been doing, I've been pushing him to talk more on his platform. He's like, oh, no. Because the thing is, bro, you got to, I never used bro. I start using bro when people start saying, that's not even my word. Let's be honest. I never used bro. So I used it because it's been more, you know, watered down and it used that word. So, and what I say, because it's like a, you know, a role. But the thing I like to do is I like to roll the tail in the organic. You know what I mean? As you become the best of your best, and you're like, is this it? You're going to know the rewards. If you be whipping rewards because you truly are roller tilling the harvest as you lay down the foundation, what's going to happen? What's going to happen at that point? It's going to be a more smoother process of what is needed. You're trying to show everybody your problems. Like your problem just gave you solutions. Now, we must understand your happiness. Pay for your problems you lost, okay? Did you hear what I just said? I know I said something that some of the viewers be like, what is he talking about?
Listeners, all right. Look, what we're trying to do here, look, we want to take basically with all this, we're talking about taking universal energy, organic, that energy that everybody has inside of them, and just get everyone to get together and fuse it. It's one giant fusion.
Talk to them, man. They're hearing you.
That's what the show is about. That's what the show is about. Now, look, every single person, that's why I basically say that everybody should tune into this show. Everybody should get involved. Everybody should, because this is a message. This is about everybody. We all need to stop being strangers and enemies to each other. We got to get together and basically just plug in, connect to one another, everybody.
a traffic noise, right? That's more noise, right? Pollution, right? So be careful on that noise. You think it's making you develop your greatness. You be careful with that. Be careful how greatness is being polluted, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ever see how the most best thing you ever desire? You ever notice a couple things? You notice when 20 people that you've shown your greatness, how they're, you know? When we're talking about, you know, greatness, satisfy your greatness, organic pimping, where does that go to? Where does organic pimping and greatness go to?
Tell us. Sound it out.
Okay. I just want you to understand how that, it goes, right?
Yeah.
It goes, right? It goes, and it's good, right? So, you know, I just want to let you know that. You know, ingredients, having this conversation, people are like, what is this guy talking about? I said, it's three departments of this that you get. You got the brand new stay brand new, right?
Yeah.
The brand new doesn't need to be changed. Like, you see how you smell when you got brand new clothes on? See how the brand new clothes look? How they actually feel, you know? But then you start talking about the clothes that used to be new. Now those clothes are being washed to get back to some place in life, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's not new no more, right?
Yeah.
But now, the other one is dirty. So the dirty is trying to get somewhere outside of being dirty. If they don't get back to being new, that's what dirty can get back to being.
Basically, look, it's a simple scientific fact of life, you know.
Don't become snobby on an explanation how you explain to people. I keep telling you, one of the things that people tend to do that's intelligent is to try to make people's learning in a place that they don't own. They got to disconnect people's ability to grow and learn. You, if you did this, you will see people connect to you. But you do the things that make people hate you is when you get a little bit of airtime, a little bit, you start to make people feel uncomfortable. Where people are supposed to be connecting to you on, you're supposed to be caring. Doing those things, that's what you put. That's the part we're talking about. Okay? You truly caring, truly nurturing people's opposition instead of disconnecting. Put your nose up where your nose should be. Your nose and understanding should be aligned to balancing people, because you know how hard it is to get out of that storm of being sad. Being not clear. Don't take that time when you get free. Nurture these people. Nurture. That's important. Nurture, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you start to do? Start to change how people connect to you and see things that they didn't see about themselves. And appreciate you, right? So now, this is the time right now. I like to give it to my colleague, Talk Dude. I'm going to take a moment and take a break because I like to rotella my actual opportunity of greatness and organic. And so at this moment right now, talk for a moment. You know, I've been stepping in and out for a moment here or there. I'll be back.
Plug into other people. That's what you should do. You see, plug them. Find a way to connect in whatever. I know as a society, it kind of forces us all to sort of get together and work along, but we still have those moments where we're still strangers, we're still alien. We don't trust each other. We're still sort of enemies and all that. You know what I'm talking about. Now, take the opportunity, take advantage of somebody. Using somebody and getting help from somebody is something different. Find a way to get help. Find a way to basically connect. Get in all this. You can. It's sitting. It's right there. It's waiting for you. Well, time is running out. You know, I don't know how much longer the world, life on this planet is going to be around. Now, you personally, you need to basically find yourself, whatever, and then connect. Find somebody else. Rotate. Roll together. And then basically all those rotations, they all get together, and before you know it, they're all wheels that are spinning towards the same goal. It's a fact. You can do this. You can do this. You're meant to do it. Luckily, all the better if you do it. I tell you, honestly, get better. Find a way to get better. Find the way to basically connect yourself with everybody. That's what organic pimping really is. You take the ingredients from the soil, the organic, and you nurture it in your life. Everything should be organic. I know a lot already is now, but not enough. We're still using the wrong chemicals in our stuff and whatever. And you know what? That's even true with each other. We're using artificial whatever. You know? We still are. Now, I want to tell every single one of you out there, you can do this. You're meant to do it. Organically pimp yourself. Listen to your soul. You know, you gotta sort of basically free yourself by connecting to everybody else. Freedom and security can go together. We can have both. So many people know how dangerous one or the other is. They you know, see, you can't have one or the other. They need to connect like we do. It needs to happen. And once again, the only way it's going to happen is if we all do it. We all plug into it. If we all do it, we all to basically go towards that organic pimping. That's the message of the show. That's what it's all about. Now, some of you out there might be wondering, well, gee, what am I going to do? I mean, let's be honest here for a second, shall we? There's a lot of the wrong people out there who just want to hurt others, who just want to basically spread some kind of pain and suffering through, you know, whatever. There are basically certain people who are just sick, who are ill, who are messed up in more ways than one, and all they're looking to do is...
Hello? Don't make every episode about this. Disabled. I mean,
I didn't mention disabled at all, not once.
You're making everything about disabled. Man.
No.
Be quiet and listen. You're talking about disabled right now.
No, I'm not. I never did.
It is. You know, no. I'm gonna say it one more time to you, and recognize what I'm telling you. I'm gonna say it one more time to you. You're talking about disabled. That's the same thing. Recognize it. It's a habit of yours. You're talking about the same type of information. It's no. You can talk about the same thing, and people interpret it from the same department because the same person is saying it. Now, if somebody else was talking about this, depending on who was talking, no one's necessarily going to say, okay, this person's talking about disabled. The mindset. Right? So what I'm telling you is like dirty, right? A person can have brand new clothes on and haven't took a bath. You can smell them through the clothes. You're like, oh, them clothes would be nice, but they're dirty, right? So what I'm telling you is, instead of you taking, oh, yeah, he's damning me, now you play I don't get it and try to be offended, right? You can't learn if you always know everything and can't be told anything. See, what happens is, why people disconnect with people that's disabled, because a lot of people that are disabled play the battering, you know, factor and disconnecting, right? So what I'm saying, on a bigger scale, disabled people can be biased, right?
Mm-hmm.
And depending on disabled people in certain cultures that you interact, they're so biased that the actual setting of being fair, you won't find it. It'd be disabled by trying to locate it. The more you're trying to find it, it'd be disabled. So what you're seeing is, if you truly want to see something is right, like if you see a woman and she's not messed up, mind-wise, you know, investment in what she's doing, don't take her mind to a miserable place where maybe if she's seen those things, she may be miserable like what you're talking about. But sometimes when people don't have that in their mind, don't take them to that place, right? That's not something that you as a person identify with, right? But what I'm saying to you is if you limit it within that, it doesn't happen for the person that's truly there for you, right?
Right.
If you're truly there for you, you don't have to front or present that to them, right?
Right.
They only get it out the gate, and that's when something that they resonate, and that's when you know someone truly there for you. Not when you talk necessarily. Because now people say, well, you don't speak up, no one knows what you're going through, right?
Mm-hmm.
But think about people. Think about percentage. It's a percentage game, right?
Yeah.
What do you think the percentage of people speak up that don't get the common curse? Now, how long have you had Tourette's?
My whole life.
Scoliosis.
I don't know. Maybe when I was like 13, 14.
Okay. Think about this. Do you think as you live your life and you're trying to, appraise your disability. You're always trying to appraise your disability. And you're trying to show your disability like it's around, like it's wealth, to be disabled when you have more ability that's not disabled than disabled. And
you really mean that, don't you? You can't see me, but I'm turning pink right now.
Huh?
You can't see me, but I'm turning pink right now.
Man, this is what I need to understand, man. You know how many wonderful women out there in this world truly desire you? Truly desire you for who you are and the man that you are and the man that you're becoming for yourself. They desire that because they see the very innocence of what men like. Women all around the world have been complaining about not getting a guy like you. And you sitting here right up under their nose acting like what you're talking about is not refreshing to these women. It's like, why can't I sit here and not tell you about this? I see it all around the world. We'll be looking for guys like you all around the world, man. Did you know that? And you're sitting here talking to me when I know it's a fact. You're trying to make me feel like, no, I ain't going to tell them that. What kind of person am I that went all around the world and said women look for guys like you? Obsession. Like you're their fantasy, and I'm your colleague, and I'm not supposed to tell you this.
No, and I'm glad you did. I'm glad you let me know. I'm glad you scooped me in on this. I'm glad.
You're looking at, look at this. You got one bag of chips and the chips fell out your hand. Did you realize once you own the manufacturer distribution, you get all kinds of chips? You're looking at things so small, man. I'm like, that's a good way to be humble. But you're so vulnerable, honest. Why do you think that honesty does not pay? Honesty do pay. And you live in this life where you have so much to give people because you're honest. And if you stop lying to this honesty, people truly get more rewards from you instead of getting, you can't do this. That's the way that you're labeling it. But if you say truly what you can do, you can give people and you be in that moment. Instead of looking like, I'm uncomfortable because I'm different. You're different because you're honest. already you have changed the ingredients. Imagine somebody say, hey, this is my best cup of water. And they poured it in the toilet stool. Would that mean anything to anybody? Would that mean anything to anybody? No, because the toilet would get it and people would, man, they wouldn't care. They wouldn't care at that point. But what I'm saying to you is, if someone gets to drink that cup of water that is the best, they say, wow, imagine somebody that was thirsty got to drink the best cup of water. How did that feel? They said, I don't know. Is it because I'm so thirsty the water is good? Or because the water is so good? You see what I'm saying?
But yeah, I see what you're saying.
You can carry on with this fairy tale of good people sitting this last. But guess what?
What?
They never tell you about how important last is. Do you know how important it is if the last person to come out the building is the most important person? Because everybody left and they're enjoying themselves. Everybody can leave first because they're waiting for you. You know, only people have opportunities to have that. Not being that important, they have to leave first. You know what it means when you get to actually be in the facility and you get to leave last? Not first. See, they don't tell you about that part. They don't tell you about the part of where that last person, right? People leave your house. Just think about if you own the house. Think about, I'm just saying, I don't know if you own a house or don't own a house. I'm just giving this an example.
Mm-hmm.
Who leaves the house first? You or the people leave after you leave first? No, they leave. They leave after. I said before you, you leave first. Guess what? They can't
what?
Leave. They can't leave last. You know why?
Because
you got to lock the door. Make sure the door is locked. Think about that.
Right.
You know, they leave first because you have to make sure the door is locked, make sure the lighting, you know, make sure the lights off. Make, see, all these factors, right?
Yeah.
People tell you about nice guys finish last. Right? Now, we're moving on to this. This is not just based around that, but what I'm telling you is,
mm-hmm.
Stop shortchanging the quality over the quantity. Quality is existing because what?
Because basically, quantity matters. The quality matters more than quantity. I mean, there's people who basically have so much of something, and you know, it's not very good that they settle
okay,
for it.
Okay.
They try to have an abundance.
Okay, so imagine you was quality,
mm-hmm.
and people they didn't have no disability, they have nothing going on with them, but they were just quantity, not quality. Would it matter if you had some disability? If you were meant to change things?
Indeed.
So if that's the case, what about friend of you? You talk of disability. Is disability related to disability or just a mindset? See my point?
Yeah.
Your mindset is disability, right? So
you
don't need to talk in that frame of conversation because it's connected with contagious, cross-contaminated conversation, right?
Right.
So once you understand those factors, then you change that, and guess what happens?
What?
You change the results, right?
Right.
So when you change the results, then you have better results, right?
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to go here. Yeah, but I think that if you truly – look at the opening of your organic and your pimping, then you're not looking at those things because those things are not the end. Those things are more of reference. Almost like when you take a picture, you're not taking one picture. You're taking different types of pictures, right?
Yeah.
And when you take different types of pictures, you know your African change. More pictures come behind that. It's not just one picture and no more picture options, right?
Right.
And when you understand that, You're just pushing your ability up and the quality up instead of leaving your quality in the trash can where it got to get taken out because trash stinks. So that's the thing you got to look at about yourself. You got to look at the trash that you have in your life. How those things truly are the opposition of your side of success. If your success is on the other side of people's misery, then you shouldn't even worry about the misery that's on the opposite side of your success. That's how you're talking. You're talking, I'm not miserable, but I'm just sitting here speaking up for misery. Like, what? People like you that don't get too many opportunities to be successful, you're talking about success. Like, sex is for everybody to get. Everybody that has success. Does everybody have success?
No.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
Is
right.
Everybody successful? No. But you spend more time talking about miserable, misery conversations like it's some kind of sci-fi or one of old programs, you know, TVs in black and white, and it's always something that has a clue and is miserable. You don't have that time to talk about misery like that, man. Your job is to be happy, respect that space, and so when people see you, you're available. You need to be available, healthy, developed. You need to be developed to be happy. There's enough negativity that you have seen. Now, this is Comedian Organic OK.
And this is Talk Dude.
Yeah, you got any final words?
Everybody, just know, you can organically pimp too. You can basically nurture yourself, your soul, your everything with that organic sort of protein and nutrient. You can do that. Let me tell you, it's easy. It's simple. And it's life-changing. You can do it day-to-day. It's a big thing. It's an easy thing. Is that it?
No, we got about, we got about a couple minutes.
Yeah.
So, I have to say, it's something that happened, right?
Yeah.
I was tend to go to the event yesterday and today. Maya was in Oakland. I thought I would be able to get to Oakland today. I mean, today, actually yesterday, or today too, but she's in San Francisco today.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that my mind just kept thinking about it, and then she was here yesterday, and then she was here today.
Mm.
What I'm going to tell people, you have to pick your actual order of what you're supposed to do in alignment of what your desires are feeling, because what happens is you have so many things that you're trying to do. The other things are always coming. Like, I had 50 other things that I was doing. But we have to be clear about these challenges because think about it. If you don't get too many chances because of your time, guess what happens?
What?
We just like talking about. You won't have nothing. You have nothing accomplished from your time. You need to be always doing something, always to do, right?
Right.
And that's really to distract you from what you're truly supposed to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, when I didn't go there in the time factor, now the time is over. And guess what?
What?
I would have to see her somewhere else, right?
Right.
Another place, right?
Right.
Because the comedy thing, and they're going to different states, different places. And this was supposed to be so accessible because at the time, why bring it up for? Because last morning, everybody, this is Comedian Organic OK. Thank you for staying tuned.
And this is Talk Dude. You can pick up all our shows on the web, on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, and good night.